Hello. I'm Doris Ecker, and I want to thank you for allowing me to come into your mind for a little while. Please just sit back comfortably and relax as much as you can. Just picture in your mind that we're sitting together in a high mountain meadow. Just two friends visiting, spending a few relaxing minutes together. Simply enjoying the sounds of the birds and the restful sounds of a babbling brook nearby. I want to share a few rather brief thoughts with you regarding hypnosis. You need to know what hypnosis is and how and why it works. In order to fully benefit from the use of the tapes, it is extremely important that you understand exactly what it is you wish to accomplish and how that goal can best be accomplished. Very important that you know and understand what the term hypnosis itself means, and to also have knowledge of how the mind functions. How many countless times we attempt to consciously change, to lose weight, to build a higher self-esteem. We want to be a better spouse or parent. We'd like to be a better public speaker. Better relate to the opposite sex. We want greater self-worth. The list seems to be infinite in length. We spend millions and millions of dollars each and every year on self-improvement programs, countless diet plans, seminars, and even seek psychiatric assistance to hopefully fulfill the dream of a magical result. How many countless times do we decline to grow within our careers or participate in social situations because of our own feelings of self-dislike and feelings of personal unworthiness? Failure becomes our subconscious goal instead of a goal of success, riches, good health, social poise, and confidence. We continue on and on forever, reinforcing the feelings of failure until, surely enough, failure results. Well, you're no longer going to move toward failure. As of now, you're moving only toward success in your life. The miracles follow. It will all happen. You're now going to have the method that works. There are several parts to the human mind, two of which we're going to talk about and deal with. One is the conscious, and the other is the subconscious. The conscious mind is the portion of the mind of which you are fully aware. It is the me when you think of yourself. Now it appears that this is the portion of the mind that makes all of your decisions and directs your activities. This, however, is not true. The other and larger part of your mind is the subconscious mind. Now the subconscious mind is the real you. And in actuality, the conscious mind is ruled and directed by that subconscious mind. We all have free will to do anything which we desire, and our decisions are based on the strength of those desires. The subconscious desires always dominate the ones which are conscious. Let's use it as an example. A man may consciously wish to stop drinking if he is an alcoholic. He consciously regrets having the loss of love and respect of his family, which usually happens. He also might even be seeing his career being destroyed due to his drinking. Yet he'll continue to drink to excess in spite of his conscious desires. The subconscious mind will continue to direct the person to drink in excess until such time as the idea within the subconscious mind is changed or replaced by a different idea. Although our conscious mind has the ability to reason and to decide upon a course of action which would be more advantageous to us, it can't put that decision into action until such time as the subconscious mind agrees, and then must direct its energy toward the implementation of that decision. Our source of energy stems from the subconscious mind, and no amount of willpower exerted by the conscious mind can override it. This is the reason willpower, in the long run, will always only make a temporary dent in any surface problem. Habits will continue to dominate until the subconscious mind is changed. The subconscious mind works exactly as a computer works, in that it will respond only as it has been programmed. Much of this programming took place long before we were old enough to choose between ideas helpful or hurtful to our very own welfare. The subconscious accepts only what the conscious mind believes at the time a suggestion is offered. If that suggestion becomes embedded in the subconscious and the conscious mind changes its opinion, the subconscious will continue to respond as originally programmed until such time as it is reprogrammed. After a new idea is programmed and accepted into the subconscious, however, it then becomes the accepted and entrenched idea upon which the individual will henceforth function. It now becomes apparent that if we wish to attain self-mastery in any situation, we must program, or reprogram, as the case may be, our subconscious mind. Once this is accomplished, we can then consciously direct our activity toward any goal we desire, be it toward good health, happiness, financial success, or success in any endeavor we choose. Since the subconscious mind is our driving force, we always do what it believes and wishes us to do. Since it will believe anything it is told to believe, we can reprogram it if we only bypass the conscious mind, set it aside, and then we must replace the program with new and constructively positive ideas instead of the existing negative ones. These new ideas must be reinforced continually until they are totally entrenched habits of thinking. It becomes obvious, therefore, that we must temporarily set aside that conscious critical mind, so our reasoning from a false premise can be stopped, thus allowing us to substitute a correct premise for the false one that we stored within the subconscious. This is accomplished most efficiently and rapidly through hypnosis. Prior to beginning to make changes in your subconscious mind, it's necessary to understand its nature and its function. It's designed to be your servant and act upon orders given to it by your conscious mind. Since it was designed to serve, it makes a very poor master indeed, and yet most of us allow it to control our entire lives. It consists of your desires, whims, and emotions, and the energy that drives you to satisfy them. What your subconscious believes is the difference between good health and sickness, unhappiness and happiness, success and failure. It has several vital functions. It regulates and controls involuntary functions within the body, such as breathing, blood circulation, digestion, and elimination. Now, stress and tension inhibit these processes and are therefore responsible for all psychosomatic illness symptoms. The subconscious is the seat of the imagination. Now, many people will say they have no imagination, but of course they do. It's active, although they may have suppressed it. Even if against their own well-being and best interests, we can always seem to create the negative response. It's a memory bank, very much like a computer. Everything we've ever seen, heard, smelled, tasted, felt, or experienced in any way is permanently stored in a maze of memory patterns which feed back the information to the conscious mind when activated. Nothing is ever erased from the mind except through injury or removal of a portion of the brain itself. The subconscious is the foundation of our emotions. This accounts for its domination of the conscious mind. Since emotions govern the strength of our desires, and since our desires govern our behavior, we're actually at the mercy of our subconscious unless we learn to control it. The subconscious mind is incapable of discrimination and will believe anything it is told. It carries out our habitual conduct. It manages and controls the activities we've reduced to habit, such as dressing oneself, eating, walking, and so on. It's the generator that directs our energy. That's the energy that drives us toward our life goals. It automatically and constantly uses this energy to proceed toward a goal. Therefore, unless you set a goal for it to achieve, it will either choose its own goal or proceed toward a goal someone else has suggested. Without your direction, it might very well strive directly and unerringly toward negative and destructive goals. As I said before, it has no capability of choosing a proper goal. Subconscious mind is not supposed to think, but rather only to react to the thoughts you give it, and then to carry out your direct orders. It was intended that you be the boss and it be the servant. And it's time you started giving the orders to push you on to success and happiness. Any person who succeeds in his business or in his personal life, and anyone who is making large sums of money, has simply chosen success for a goal. This might be by conscious choice, or by having had the idea implanted in his mind at some point in his past experience. Your subconscious mind wants to receive guidance from your conscious because that is the way nature intended it to be. It'll do exactly what it's told because this is its natural function. You can direct it toward anything you wish, and it will achieve it for you even though you consciously may even forget what you requested. Once an idea becomes fixed in the subconscious, it feeds back into your daily behavior and makes you what you are. So it's up to you to direct it to work for you instead of against you. And through the use of self-hypnosis, you can easily learn to control your future by channeling your energy constructively. We must clear up some misconceptions regarding hypnotism. The average preconceived idea about hypnotism are so far from the actual truth as to be totally absurd and ridiculous. There's nothing magical or mystical about hypnotism. Nor has there ever been a documented case of harm coming to anyone as a result of its therapeutic use. Although its benefits are well established, it remains a much misunderstood and oftentimes frightening subject in the minds of the general public. This stems from our own natural fear of any powerful force we don't understand. Now, this force, however, stems entirely from your own subconscious mind, and if you don't control it, it most surely will control you. It has that option. The greater danger is in not understanding the source of this power. Almost all of our physical and emotional ailments result from this uncontrolled force working against us when we should be using it to our best advantage. Fear of hypnotism is gradually being replaced, thank goodness, by acceptance of its use. Even in medicine, doctors are finally accepting it as a valuable therapy in the treatment of emotionally caused diseases. Psychiatrists are beginning to supplement psychotherapy with hypnotherapy, which dramatically reduces the time needed for the therapy process. Dentists, too, are using hypnosis in order to relax patients, and in that process are finding they need far less anesthetic, or none at all, for painless drilling or tooth extractions. Now, there's a question which is always asked: how does it feel to be hypnotized? Well, you will feel the same while hypnotized, whether professional hypnotists assist you or you do it yourself. Every muscle in your body becomes pleasantly relaxed, and all tensions disappear. Every muscle in the body becomes pleasantly relaxed, and every nerve becomes calm. This happens in various degrees from one hypnotic experience to another until it becomes an entrenched habit pattern, after which you're able to completely relax within just a few seconds. After your nerves and muscles relax, your mind also lets go, and although you can remain aware of the noises and activity around you, they simply don't disturb your tranquility. You're able to think if you desire to do so, but only an emergency will trigger such a desire. You simply prefer to continue enjoying the pleasant, relaxed feeling of complete security and contentment. It feels almost like being awake while sleeping, or perhaps a better description would be like watching yourself sleep in your mind's eye. Any person goes into and out of hypnosis many, many times each and every day. It's the abstract state you're in when daydreaming and you become unaware of your surroundings, or when you are driving and drift off into thought so that when you look around, you realize you have reached your destination without even realizing it. You won't pass out, nor will you ever become unconscious. In fact, the general reaction by most people after coming out of a hypnotic trance is that they don't believe they have been hypnotized. They say they enjoyed the experience immensely, but they had expected something much different. You may remain conscious of where you are and what you are doing, but you simply feel too relaxed and comfortable to think about it. You can, however, return to complete awareness at any time you choose to do so. No one has ever been unable to come out of hypnosis, and the sensational stories you may have heard regarding hypnosis are simply untrue and are propagated by stage presentations which are intended to produce just such an illusion. In an emergency, you will immediately become totally and fully awake and aware. During a trance, both your body and mind become revitalized, and you'll return to your full awareness, feeling physically refreshed and emotionally calm and serene. Your energy will be renewed, and your tensions will have dissolved. You will look forward with eagerness to your next hypnotic experience, because it's a very pleasant experience. One reason people have difficulty learning hypnosis is that they don't know when they are hypnotized. Because they expect something much different, they believe they have failed, when actually they have succeeded. There are various depths of trance which can be achieved. And as you practice, you'll find yourself at various depths during different sessions until you become conditioned to the point where you can choose the depth. While in trance, you will probably experience a floating or detached feeling, like your limbs are almost detached from your body, or perhaps your entire body may feel as if it's floating. It's an extremely pleasant sensation. With practice, you can go into any depth of trance at any time you desire in just a few seconds. The light trance is the easiest level to achieve in self-hypnosis and is more than adequate for reaching and implanting suggestions into the subconscious. The medium trance is the level necessary for anesthesia and age regression. The deep trance is the deepest level and appears to be, but is not, deep slumber. Hypnosis is a type of slumber, but it's not sleep as experienced when asleep at night. And any time I use the term sleep, it is only a directive to the conscious mind to turn loose in order to bypass directly to the subconscious mind. Now that you understand the power of your subconscious mind and the role of hypnotism in reaching and influencing it, the next step is to learn to hypnotize yourself. The tools you'll use are suggestion, concentration, and imagination. If you have a good imagination, you'll find it extremely easy to learn self-hypnosis. Even if you don't, it's not difficult. It's of utmost importance, however, that you don't try too hard. Because if you try too hard, you'll become tense, and this is the opposite of what you're attempting to accomplish. If you take a skeptical, prove-it-to-me attitude, you'll also impede your progress. Just cooperate, and you'll get your proof soon enough. Another thing you must absolutely avoid is an analytical attitude. Analyzing will only keep your conscious mind alert, and the whole object of hypnotizing yourself is to relax it. Analyzing also breeds doubt as to the effectiveness of each step. Since hypnosis is a conviction phenomenon, doubt will simply slow your progress. We're assuming that you want to learn to hypnotize yourself, or you wouldn't be making this effort. Now, you can't go into hypnosis against your will, so you can't do it unless you follow the instructions. You must avoid over-anxiety and skepticism and simply cooperate with the ideas suggested. If you follow those ideas, relax and just let it happen. It most surely will. You're going to have to, however, practice. Use your learning self-hypnosis tape on the other side of this tape. Use it alone for 6 or 7 consecutive days. This will enable you to respond to the much more rapid inductions on your programming tapes. You must be able to rapidly and successfully get yourself into hypnosis prior to moving on to those programming tapes. A programming tape should then be played for at least 21 to 25 times to thoroughly entrench a new idea. And don't switch to different programming tapes on different days. Continue with only one program for at least 7 consecutive days. This is so that you don't confuse or overload your subconscious mind as to what goal you are attempting to achieve. Don't try to concentrate on listening to your tape. Just simply relax your mind and allow it to drift. Your subconscious mind will absorb the taped message. Don't try to analyze the contents or verbiage of the tape. Avoid asking yourself questions while you remain in a state of hypnosis. You're going to find a few of you will experience positive results beginning within less than a week or so. The largest number of people experience success beginning in the third or fourth weeks. 10 to 12% will show results only after 45 to 60 days, so don't be discouraged. Less than 5% report only minimal changes, and without exception, those who experienced only minimal results failed to follow the instructions properly. We have had absolutely no one report on total lack of positive results. If you wish to listen to your programming tapes while driving or performing some other habitual task, do so. Just don't close your eyelids down. And don't relax muscles necessary to perform the task you're doing. Just relax your inner self and your mind. It's helpful to listen to the programming tapes in the alert state. Don't, however, and I repeat, please do not listen to the learning self-hypnosis tape while driving or doing anything other than what the tape directs. It could be hazardous. If you're like me now, in the past, you've spent untold, countless dollars, time and energy on methods which have not worked. I personally lost a different 40 pounds at least 40 different times, only to ultimately regain it all. I, just like you, had to change my mental programming, and when I did, I found I also had changed my lifestyle. You can now begin changing your failure patterns into success blueprints. Success and happiness is your right. You are a perfect creation, and you deserve to have the things you want. And the only one standing in your way of that success is you yourself. From this time forward, the term failure can be removed from your vocabulary forever, as well as from the domination of your life. Those who reported the fastest changes played their tapes several times a day. So be patient, but in order to move along toward better results faster, I urge you to use the tapes as many times a day as you possibly can. When you change to a different programming tape, you won't have to repeat the 7 days with the learning hypnosis tape. Simply begin on that programming tape. There's no way in which you will not succeed if you simply follow instructions. Take time to use that learning tape until you can comfortably get yourself into hypnosis easily and rapidly. Then you're ready to move on to your problem solving. The most successful time for listening to your tape is at bedtime when you're already anticipating relaxation and rest. Don't be concerned if you feel as if you've drifted off to sleep. If you awaken to the click of your tape player or become aware that it's no longer playing, you have been subconsciously tuned in to the tape, and you will have heard it. In the event you wish to return to sleep after playing the tape, rouse yourself enough to turn off the equipment and return to bed. Then you'll return to sleep in 2 or 3 minutes. You can begin right now evolving into a whole new person. And I am so pleased to be some small contributing part in that evolution. Thank you for allowing me to share in this delightful and positive growth experience. I'd be so delighted to hear from you as you experience success. My address is in the printed material. Now please, just relax and enjoy the journey ahead. Believe me, you can create your own miracles and change your image in the total privacy of your own mind.